in the Tesem and Aleph, in the Rashi's, about halfway down the page, first word on the line, Ksav L'Yon, Ksav L'Yon Shabbos. So the Gemara was discussing a solution of how to help the Edom sign. So can they put Sikra on top, on the bottom, and then have him sign the Yo on top? So do you say, since the Ksav L'Yon is considered a Ksav, or not? He says, no good. You said by Shabbos it's considered a Ksav. Ksav L'Yon, Ksav L'Yon Shabbos, to have Martali El Chayiv Shtayim. You're Chayiv for Moichik and for Kosev. So he said, Chibim Nei Shalom Adamin, Shalom Mesurim, Oim Nimumed Libeno Lahachmir. So over there, we're saying logic tells us it's considered a Maisa Ksav L'Gabi Shabbos. So it has a din of Ksav with all the Chumras of a Ksav. That's the Chumra. That's what we understand. Nasa Maisa L'Hakal, we're going to now over here be Mekel. So feeling in Shabbos, in Bar Maisa L'Denel Ben Yitzman Beis HaMikdash L'Hayinu Semech Al Divrei Devarai L'Havi Chul Hazara, I wouldn't allow a person to bring a Korban. So for sure, I'm not going to say over here L'Gabi Edim that they can, this is should be valid Edus and Bimater in Eishas Ish. And Medamin, Shus Petzir, Kim Medumim, it seems to be. So, what do you do? So Rav says that you Makarin, Besartin, you make a mark. Mechoik is what to do. I tell you the stencil, that's one way that you should have learned. Some of the should have learned means that they would put like a, that since you're talking about parchment, you can sort of like, make a nick or a scratch into the parchment in the shape of the letters, and they would fill up those scratches with the yo. So you don't have to put a stencil on top. You can actually do it in the parchment itself. That's how I understand Rashi learns. So Shmuel said you use this aber. So now the Mor says, but how can you say use aber? That's considered a, which means it's not considered a ksav, and therefore when you write on top, that's called ksav. But we said before that if you write again with abra, it's kosher. Mekim and the ksav gomer who. So if it's considered a valid ksav, haveli kediyo gabi sikra the kashin and liel. So it's the case of the gabi sikra, which Rebbe said you can't do. So he said there's a difference in abra and maya da abra. Abra means in the shaf shebechatira shel abra ala klav. You're going to take a piece of lead and rub it against the klav. Mashchiroi, and that would darken the rub off a little bit. That's not called ksav. Ma'idabra, ma'im shashor behem shchikas abra. If you grind up abra into small pieces, very, very, very minute pieces, and you soak it in the water, it becomes a form of an ink. Samor said, Shein me'milin, I got me'milin. So, so you use me'milin. Ma'im shashor behem afotzim shkukim. You grind up afotzim, that's called nuts. And then you soak that, and it absorbs the color. And now you want to use that for Revo said that that's to be a valid, you use that to make the letters, and then they had him sign on top, which means it's not considered a ksav. He said before that it is considered a ksav. Well, it depends whether the klaf is off it or not. If when you did the ibud process on the klaf, you included a fotzim in the process, so they have this layer of a fotzim on them. Then you can use this meimilin as a form of making a letter. It's not so obvious to the point that it's considered a ksav. It's obvious enough that the Edom can follow it, especially if it's fresh. But it's not enough to consider it a ksav. We said before that using a fotz is kosher. The more to die in our Mishnah that it's holding like this brisa which said it's kosher. It's talking about a case of b'loy afitz of the klaf wasn't off it, so then it's a ksav. Rapapa said you use roik, Rashim lehem roik. So when it's still wet, you can see it. If that's not a ksav at all. The verse is a story that Rapapa told Papa Torah, he showed him how to write it, Beroik. The Torah is, that was his title. That was a safser shel shmorim, which says inside a safser's name was a sarser. He dealt in buying and selling cattle. And the more it says, but this whole heter is all begitten. We're concerned about the situation of iguna. We're afraid if we can't find good edim. We're putting her in a situation where there would be a extended wait for Yibum, or the husband might leave. But by Shastoris, Yaxer Acher Adam Bekiyim Lachtim. You have to get Adam, who are knowledgeable enough to be able to sign their own names. You can't use these different solutions. Okay. You're holding the Gemara. At the top of the page on your testament base, Tanya comes to the Rav that this pshat over here that Rav said of the making either the stencils or the markings on the cloth in depressing or cutting into the cloth a little bit. Adam shen yadam lachtoim yadam lachtoim mekarim lehem the yorcholok malin is a kroim the yo. So you would. Use the process of making this form for them to sign on. This hat was only begitin noshim. B'shechru yavodim, even b'shechru yavodim. B'shar kol hasharos im yodim likros v'lachtoim chosim. B'mlav ein chosim. Okay, so they have to be able to. They have to know how to sign. More says Kriya Mandach Hashmei. Who was discussing reading over here? Some words like this. Sir Masabachik Tani. Adam Shen Yadim Likrois is currently Fneim Vichaisman. They know how to sign their names, but they can't read. So they have to read the document before they sign it. So that's okay to have other people read the document to them and have them sign. Because then they're signing, knowing what they're signing on. Maybe the person didn't read to them exactly as written, but that, we're not machir d'chosher with that possibility. That's called a valid yediyah, that they know what they're signing on. However, then they don't have a sign, then we say this solution. It comes to Shingamil. Shingamil says no. They have to read it themselves, and they can't have somebody else read it for them. By get, we're more makel. For everything else, they have to know to read it themselves. They have to know how to sign themselves. If they can't do both of those actions, they can't sign. Omer Beloza, my time with Mishim Gamliel. So Mishim Gamliel is saying that in general we don't accept this process, but over here we're allowing it. Shal Yehu Benoist, Shal Agunois, because of the concern of Iguna. Omer Rava, Halacha Mishim Gamliel. So we have Rava saying that the Halacha Mishim Gamliel, but Rav Gamda Mishmei, the Rava Omer Ein Halacha. No, we don't pass the Mishim Gamliel according to this other version. He was saying that Rabbah said that you don't pass like the Rishon Gamliel, and Marzibela command Karabana means you're passing like the Rabbana, which means that it's kosher by all. They do not limit, and they say this works by any star, not only by get. V'ha ha'hu the Ovid uvda b'shar staris. Somebody did this idea of facilitating the Adam's signing, who did not know how to sign. V'nagdei Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana gave him punishment for doing that. That was it was not proper to do, and it was in order that the people should understand that this is a chomer issue. He gave malchus drabanan. So saying halacha lemaisa, we don't allow this. We have the shtoris. So Mor says tirgama a kriya. What Rav Gamda was saying to Rav Rava that in regards to kriya, we do allow kriya by other shtoris. We do allow kriya by other shtoris. We do not allow chasima by other shtoris. This helping the chasima. So, versus Rav Yehuda, Mitzar Kari B'chosim. Rav Yehuda was extending himself. Rashi says his eyes were not good. His eyesight was not good. But he forced himself to read, and he signed. So I'm like Ula Lotzriches. You do not need to do that. So Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, who was known as Mar Dar the Yisrael, the main authority, the master in Eretz Yisrael, the main authority in Eretz Yisrael, Karu Kamei B'chosim, allowed them to read in front of him and to sign based on that. So you do not need to read it yourself. You can have somebody else read it to you. And Rav Nachman, who was a Dayan, and he was a person of knowledge in these areas. Also, Kerkemei Safri Dayani B'chosim, he would have the Seifrim read it to him, the scribes read it to him, and he would sign. The Mor says, however, this Kula that we're saying is only when you can feel confident that they're reading to you exactly as written. V'dafka Rav Nachman v'safra the Dayani. So we need that combination of a person is like Rav Nachman and the Safra the Yonim. Diso Emsa. So they worked for him. And he was a tremendously powerful individual. He was the son-in-law of the exilarch. And he had, so besides being a Talmid Chacham, he had a lot of secular power as well. Through his position, so anybody started up with him, he would find a way. He would have the ability to punish them. Rav Nachman was Safri Achrini, or Safri Dayani v'Inish Achrini. So this leniency only applies when you can feel confident that you're guaranteed to get the exactly as written. Republic, you have also the committee.
This is a little interesting because the Sofra, I would have thought, maybe I'm just mistaken about this assumption, but that they're pretty, they're more like the Talmid Chachamim. But maybe it's just secular knowledge that they had.
Yeah, I don't know. They just didn't know how to write. It was a big job.
Yeah.
I mean, they were knowledgeable enough. Like the paralegal knows all the lingo, so he can write the document for you. But it doesn't mean he knows that his. So the more Rapapa ki have also the kamei star parsa the Ovid bar kos shalkusim. That when they would bring him this document written in the Persian language, produced by the secular courts in Babel where they were, so Kosha Kusim, the Kusim is just was clearly a censorship change, nothing with Kusim. The real Kuzim means Goyim. Sometimes they would change it to Akum or to Kusim either way.
My version says our code shall
not. No, okay. Yeah, I have a shall Kusim. Okay. So Makalu Lushne Kusim Zeshal with Nizeb and Sia Bitumoi. He would want to know what it was a shtar which was signed. It had the kol, so it has a right to the Krim Shabbat, and he had to know exactly what it said. So he would give it to them. I'm just curious. You know what it says over here? Not indicating that he's doing this for a actual professional need. Just out of curiosity, they read it to him. And once he felt confident what it said, he would collect the Shemesh about him. Amar Ravashi, Amar Li Rav Huna Bar Nosson, Hachi Amar Meimer. So Rav Huna Bar Nosson quoted a Meimer to Ravashi. Haishtar Prasod, the Chsima Le Sadi Yisrael, like Vina Bebe Meshabdi. So you can collect from Shabbatim. So the Edom have to be Edom Yisrael. Is the case before by their coves, because we don't need Edom Yisrael. But the case that we have a star which was not made by the coves, so then it's only because you have Edom Yisrael signs in it. Well, hello, y'all do the Mikri. The Edom don't know how to read what it says, but y'all do come a case of Edom who knew what it says. So the ksav has to be something which is not, it's tamper proof, that you can't forge it. So where it says, we have a concern that on a cloth you can actually scratch away what's written there and write something else instead, and it's not obvious. So it's not tamper proof. So where it says, B'dafitzan, if they process the cloth with the gall nuts when they're doing the ibud, it leaves a coloration on the cloth that when you erase something, it'll look different than the rest of the cloth. So you can tell if it's been tampered with. So the Morris says that normally the shtari persoah, they weren't makbid on that in their shtaris. So we have to be concerned that the shtar is not tamper proof. The Morris answers, but a feat in the case was talking a case that this statement that our member said that it's okay, we're talking a case where the shtar was off its. Well, being in shtar chlaksim and yonah shal shtar b'shit ha'achrayna, you have to review the last. The main point of the star again in the bottom line, which was that was how we would write stories, but the star person in general would not do that. Veleka, the Morris is a bit of a hatter that they did that. So Morris says, well, Mike Kamashon, so it's okay now. So you've done the star on the right type of cloth, you wrote all of the language, the form of the star is written in the proper form of the star. The Edom have read it like they're supposed to. It's signed with the Yisraelim on top. So what's the Chiddush? The Kol Lashon Kosher? The Chiddush is that you can write in other languages? Tanina. Get Shekhsov Ivris, Veid of Yivonis, Yivonis Veid of Ivris, Kosher. So we see by Get that you can write in Yivonis. So my answer is, Hani Mili, Hava Mina, Hani Mili Begitit. I would have said that that's only by get. We're more makel again because of the guna issue. So if that's the only thing available right now is to write it in another language, we'll do that. B'shar shtoris, it's not kosher. Come out, Shmuel. My guess is the part of the Mile of Ashtar is the cult, and whereas nowadays maybe we're not so knowledgeable in the language of Ashtar that they were, so that was considered the valid language to write it in. It'd be like in America drawing a document in French. Right, so we confident people would know exactly what it says. It's a valid language, but it's not the language of the which was common in use. So even though here it was the common use language for the people, for the country, but that'd be my guess. I'm not sure.
What? Yeah. Rashi at the top of the page. Goes to the Rav Dom McCarlin, the Rav says that they would use the suggestion of not writing anything and having them write on top, but actually making some type of marking to have them sign based on that. Okay, so he says, okay, so if you're not going to Shingle Mill, who are you going, like Kirabana? Which he allowed Adam to sign, even though they don't know how to sign. With Morse, that we see that Rav Kana did not allow that. He gave punishment for doing that. So Morse Tirgam the Hod Rav Gamda, that which Rav Gamda said in the name of Rav, we pass in like the Rabbanon is a Kriya. If they're not assigned sign, but even if they can't read, so then we can have someone else read it to them. It's someone else can read it to them, and that's okay, which is like the Kirabonan. But Rav Kahana, the case of Rav Kahana, which he gave punishment, is Shen Yodim Lachtim. The guy with Chasima, the Rav Kahana Liel. So, regards to the Chasima, saying Rav Kahana said this wasn't acceptable. You can only sign if you know what you're doing. If you know how to sign. But in regards to Kriya, you can have somebody else read. Rav Yehuda Zaken Hoya, Vein of Chaos. He was elderly. His eyesight was weak. Sheyitzarach Lachtim Be'ed or Be'dayim. When you have to sign as a witness or as a dayan, Mitzar V'Kriya Shtar V'Kareyu V'Chaisim. He would force himself to read it. It was difficult, and then he would sign. So he says, you don't need to, because Rav Elazar was Maradar Yisrael. Baki Mikol Chaverov, he was considered the most knowledgeable. Am I currently Maradar Yisrael? Perek Sheni, I do not recall what it says. So why he got that title. But he's considered the leading authority in Eretz Yisrael, and he allowed them to read it to him. Rav Nachman Dayan Hoya Mimunim Pireish Galusa. He was appointed by the Reish Galusa V'chassad Rebbe Nisiya Kaminim Barber Reitiv, and he also was the son-in-law of the Nasi. They wouldn't take a chance to read to him anything incorrectly because of the potential punishment. We said Ishtar of Arkos, even though it was signed by Goyim, since it was Barakos, it was a valid Ishtar, even from a Mishabdi. That Ishtar written in the other language is only from Bnei Chori. Is Menasi, but it had the less they call it. So if the Goyim signed in it, and it wasn't done by their coast, so it works for Bnei Chori, not for Meshabonim. If it's written in a different language, the Chazin Le Sadi Yisrael, Yisrael Asu, Elisha, Kusu, Elosh, and Parsi, so it wasn't done by the Goyim, it was done by Yidden. Written in Parsi. The get is in Yavanis is kosher. So I think only begetting the Shumah to Kanas Agunas, if I show a story, it's not going to be. Kamash Malon, not like that. Okay. Zog to Gemara. Amr Shmuel. Nothing on the Yarcholuk. He gave her an empty piece of parchment. He said, here's your get. Migaresh, as the Morse can explain, means it doesn't mean vada, it means a suffix. She's Migaresh, it means suffix. Why? Maybe it's written with Maymilin. So Maymilin, eventually, we said if you write it with Maymilin, that Fatsa is Maymilin. It's kosher. Okay. So even though eventually it got absorbed, if it was written Memilin, that's okay. Meisve. Hereza Gitate. The man gives to the woman, he says, here's your get, and gives it to her. But Losai. The woman took it and threw it into the yam. So now it was destroyed. So we can't verify it. So he says, no, it really wasn't a get. It really was a shtar. So shtar pasim is that a document that there's a loan, even though it wasn't a loan, which the person would give to somebody that he's friendly with, to make him look like he has wealth, he has people that he's lending money to. So to create this aura of wealth, they would write the shtar. Shtar Amona is a case where it was actually written up in the language of a loan, etc. And he gave it to him, even though there was not a loan yet, relying on him to trust him that he'll only use it if there actually is a loan eventually. So I have this document which really wasn't a shtar chayv, because there was no real chayv. I figured I might as well get some mileage out of it, so I gave it to my wife to like shake her up a little bit, tell her to get. So that's what the husband claims. Well, Megureshes. We assume there was a valid get, and the husband is not believed to say that she can't remarry. Loisha means making her asa to the world. We assume she's mutter to remarry. But the more they gave an example, time of the kiksav, holekiksav, loy. Okay. So the case over here was this kiddush of the braisa is only because there was a ksav there. So we say we assume he said there's a ksav there, even though we didn't read it. He says there is a get that he meant. There really there's a get. But there's no ksav there. It's not believed. Morris says ki kamer shmul debatkina le b'maya denara. So the way you would test if there was this May Milan Ksav there was there was another liquid you could put on it. It was a type of a dye. Ipolit, Lav Klumu. And it would bring out the letters. So we know that there was a Ksav there. Where it says, okay, but if you pull it, my hobby, even though now it's bringing out the letters, how should I pull it? It's only coming out now afterwards. It comes out at the time of the Nesina, there was nothing written there. So the Morris says, Shmuel Nami Chashin and Kamar. Shmuel just meant that this. He's not saying vadai that she's. We're saying we don't know for sure if it was fully absorbed at the time. And you're right, had it been fully absorbed at the time, it's not a get. But we don't know for sure that we see now that there is a ksav. So we have no doubt there was a ksav there. The question was how absorbed was it at the time of the gerushin. So that's questionable. So misafik, she's megureshes, misafik. Okay. So a memer quoted in Meremar, Mishmei the Rav Dimi. Hanabe tread the Yoivi Gitti Kamayu, Shechel the Mikre. So the Adam have to read, the Adam Asir have to read the get. Before it's given. Now, till now we're talking about the Eidei Chasim, have to read it before they sign. Now we're saying the Eidei Mesira have to read it before it's given. Mesve, we just quoted this brayso which said, if the Edom read it, so what's the Chiddush? If it said a get, it's a get. If it didn't say it's a get, so it's no good anyway. If they didn't read it already, so how can he make such a claim that it's Pshtar Pasim Pshtar Mono? Obviously the Braisa has to hold that you don't have to read it, and that's where we're concerned about this. He's saying this claim, we say no, we don't believe the claim. Mora says L'tricha the Bosha the Karir Island the Bei Yodei V'Hafke, they read it, they gave it back to the husband to give it, he stuck it under his arm, and then he pulled something out, so maybe he had another one hidden over there, you know, a good magician trick, right? Malatema Chalufei Chalfei. So now there's a potential concern of that he switched it, Kamashalon, that we don't say that. Okay. Let's see, Rashi. Shemin b'meilin kasvu. First word on the line. A little bit above, halfway down. And he blew, and then it got absorbed. It was written in b'meilin, and then eventually they got absorbed into the cloth. Amar liyal kasvu b'meitar yevafot. It's kosher. It's a valid ksav. The yor is stam the yor shall asabim who will like klaf ubed afatsim. So the yor was papyrus, it wasn't parchment. So that the ubed afatsim wasn't there usually. So Shmuel said he gave him the yor chalak. We can assume that it was not written, it wasn't Ma'ubud, and therefore with a Fatsim, and therefore the Ksav HaMimilin is valid, but eventually it gets absorbed. The Ofitz, or Minliel, HaMimilin, Agab HaMimilin. So we ask in Shmuel, the Bryce says, Shar Pasim, Shar Piyusim. Shar Melechabera, Oyavoy, Uma Minoy. He comes to a friend that they have a good relationship. Shitabloy, Alatim, Shar Chayim, Kadesh Yira, Usher. But this friend requests A, S, B to write a star that B owes A money. This way A will look more wealthy than he really is. And then B gives it to A, trusting A that A will not use it against him. Bezin, star mona, shekosav lobos v'lalova. They wrote it for a loan, but it hasn't taken place yet. I'm giving the document now, but you won't use it until you let me the money. We had an exhibit that those are improper to do, because there's the potential for abuse to the loiv. It's also potential abuse to the lekuchos. So there's element of sheker in the document, but the more saying that being said, it happens. It's not believed to make her also to the world being his wife. We assume that she's really divorced. The more is madai kolakis savloi. So where do you see this? The Bryce is not really discussing Shmuel's case. Where do you see the diak against Shmuel? Demon Yarcholak Nami Armina Megaresh is, if Shmuel is right, then on an empty piece of paper, she's divorced because we believe that there was a ksav there. So listen, Michti Tana Osel Ashminan. The point of the Tana is Avagav Lo Yakrino. Even though we haven't read it, Igita Havi Eloi. Kimad Amr Lo Gitahu. So he cannot back out. We assume it's a gap. If the Tana held like Shmuel, that Shmuel is right, that an empty piece of paper, we assume it's really a get. Lashmin and Rabusa Yeterta of the Narcholik, he should have told us the bigger Kiddush of Narcholik. So Mor says, Kemra Shmuel Nami, Shem Goresh is Loibistam, Elabit the Kinola. But Elabit Kino lay in the yard. We checked in the yard. The Maya Denara, Sevish occurred poorly. Mavir and Maya several law, but Pilate Osia Shabola Veneris. So putting this die allows us to find the hidden writing. Hashu the Pilate, where says it only came in now. Shahi Beloy is Lahayu Ksav. That's not called Ksav when it's absorbed. Chashinan, Shemelo Nidlo Yafa. So it means it's we'll say maybe it, when it was given it wasn't fully absorbed. I mean mace asur lekayin. Mechaletz is lomisya bemis. The subak ruzhi. So she can't remarry. She's not body divorced. But if the husband would subsequently die before he gives her another get, so she's a subak ruzhi, a subak almona. She can't marry a kayin. She can't have yibum because maybe she was divorced. Hanabe Trey, that they have to read it. Eda Masira. We put it. She can't marry Kohen and she can't get Yibum. But Yodhi Tachas can have put it under his arm. And then he gave it. So maybe he switched. Maybe he switched documents. Kamash Ulmanakh is for that. Okay.